Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows or to subscribe to our program on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. As we head into the final stretch of 2025, a lot of people are reflecting on what the past year has brought and what the next one might hold. Maybe we've started thinking about big life changes, like when the final step away from that 9-to-5 job looks like, or start enjoying that retirement we've worked so hard for. But deciding when to retire is a deeply personal choice, and timing can make a huge difference in your financial confidence and long-term comfort. So today we're going to talk about a few signs that retiring in 2026 might not be the best move, and why giving yourself just one more year on that job could set you up for a smoother, more successful retirement. You know, I read that some people plan to ease into retirement by cutting back those part-time hours. I tried to do that once and my boss called it a showing up late. But before we get started, let me bring my co-host who swears they've been easing into retirement since a day after high school.
Oh, well, thank you, Amanda. What an intro. And, you know, I am guilty as charged when it comes to that. But this is where you go, yeah, but you just graduated high school. That was yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But seriously, I mean, a lot of people are asking that same question right now. Is next year the right time to retire? Or should I hold off just a little longer? Is 2026 going to be our year?
Well, today we're going to actually have that conversation, and we're going to be referring to a lot of information and insights from a recent USA Today article, Three Signs You Should Wait Another Year Before Retiring.
All right, Amanda. So let's jump into the first sign that retiring in 2026 might not be the best move, and that's if you're not totally comfortable with your current savings.
Well, to this analogy, there's no magic number here that actually guarantees that you're going to have enough money in retirement. Everyone's situation is very different. It's either your lifestyle, your health, where you live, and what you want your retirement to look like. All those parts of the puzzle play a big role here. But a simple way to actually look and check your progress is to estimate how much money or income you'll need each and every year. So subtract your current Social Security benefits and then multiply that difference by 25. That'll give you a good ballpark on how much money you actually need to save. So let's just say if you anticipate spending about $60,000 a year in retirement and your Social Security will cover $24,000 of that, that leaves $36,000 a year that needs to come from your 401k or IRA. Multiply that $36,000 by 25, and you're looking at roughly $900,000 in savings.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So just for clarity here, the times 25 is roughly how many years you're going to be spending in retirement. So if you've hit that target already, great. That's fantastic. But if you're falling a bit short, that might be a sign that you're not quite ready to clock out for good.
That's right. It's worth running the numbers to see where you stand. So if your nest egg isn't as large as you'd hope, working just one more year can make a real difference. Not only can you keep contributing to your retirement accounts, but you'll also give your existing savings a little bit more time to grow. And if you're really far from your goal, giving it an extra year or two of savings might not completely close that gap. But here's the good news. Delaying retirement also means that you can delay claiming your Social Security. So each year you wait beyond your full retirement age, it increases your benefit by 8% for life. That's a powerful way to help you make up for a small savings balance.
That's a great point, Amanda. So even if the numbers aren't exactly where you want them to be right now, a little patience and a little more time in the workforce can really pay off down the line. The next sign that retiring in 2026 might not be ideal is if you're almost eligible for Medicare, but not quite there yet.
Yes, and that's actually a big one. So healthcare can end up being one of the largest expenses in retirement. And if you retire before you're eligible for Medicare, you can face a costly coverage gap. So Medicare eligibility typically begins at age 65. So if you're turning 64 in 2026, you're close, but you're still got a whole year to bridge.
And that 1 year can be surprisingly expensive.
It really can. You might be able to stay on at your workplace plan through COBRA or purchase your own plans through the marketplace, but both options can be very, very costly. That could mean dipping into your savings earlier than you had planned, and that's never a great way to start your retirement. Now, Medicare isn't free either. You'll still have costs like premiums, deductibles, and copays, but in most cases, it's still more affordable than trying to pay for a private policy on your own.
If you're just a year away from that Medicare milestone, waiting to retire until you're officially eligible might save you a lot of money and a lot of stress.
Definitely that one extra year of work could help you avoid a big financial strain and step into retirement with more confidence and healthcare coverage you can count on.
Okay, so we've talked about savings and healthcare, but this next one's a little more personal. It's when you realize you have no idea what you'll actually do with all of your time in retirement.
It's true. People often focus on the financial side of retirement, but the emotional and mental side is just as important. Having all that free time sounds amazing until you realize you don't have a plan for how you'll fill it in. You might love the idea of not having to report to work each and every day, but too much downtime can become a problem. It's best not to retire until you have at least a general sense of what your days will actually look like.
Right. Because after the first few weeks of sleeping in, catching up on shows, and of course, my favorite, napping, you might start thinking, now what?
I completely agree with you, Jacqueline. So if you can't quite picture your retirement routine yet, that might be a sign to work another year. Use that time to explore new hobbies, volunteer options, or even a side hustle that excites you. Sometimes those part-time projects turn into fulfilling second acts. And don't underestimate the social side either. Over the course of the year, you might meet like-minded people who share your interests, people who can travel with, garden with, or play music with.
That's such a good point, Amanda. Retirement isn't just about stepping away from something. It's about stepping towards something else.
Bingo. So retirement is one of the biggest transitions you'll ever make in your life. So both financially and mentally. So it's not a decision to rush into. If any of these signs sound familiar, whether it's your savings, your healthcare timing, or your readiness for the next chapter, it might be worth rethinking your plan to retire in 2026 and giving yourself just a little bit more time. So let's push forward with our conversation about holding off on retirement by next considering a new article. Thinking of delaying your retirement, you're not alone. Most people over 50 are pushing it back.
Again, Amanda, for anyone listening who's realizing retirement might be a little further away than they originally planned, they're definitely not alone.
Yes. And in fact, recent surveys show that a lot of adults approaching retirement are making the same decision, and it's to work longer than they expected. That's just not older workers. Even younger generations are starting to think about retirement earlier and might be more realistic.
Yeah, Amanda, that's something that we've been hearing more and more. People adjusting their expectations and their timelines.
And then there's plenty of reasons someone might delay retirement, like your healthcare decisions or lifetime goals or just wanting to stay active. But for most adults over 50, it really does come down to savings. Whether you're trying to reach a target number or making up for those lost times, staying in the workforce a little longer can help strengthen your financial foundation.
So what I like to say is this isn't necessarily a setback. It's truly a strategy.
That is a great way to put it. So delaying retirement, even by a year or two, can give you more options and more confidence when you finally do decide to make that right move.
Well, so far, we've talked about how and why people might delay retirement, but who's actually doing it?
That's a terrific question here, and the numbers might surprise you. So nearly a quarter of people approaching retirement say you're thinking about delaying it. So according to a 2025 survey from F&G Annuities and Life Insurance Company, get this, almost a third of people who are already retired say they're considering unretiring or returning to work.
Wow. And that's a lot of people thinking about just jumping right back in.
It actually is. And among Gen X people who are roughly between the ages of 45 and 60, as many as 54% of those who retire early say they're thinking about going back to work. And this is a pattern that's actually showing up in other research as well. A survey from Western and Southern Financial Group shared an article recently found that the average American expects to retire age 70. Even though most people who retire closer to 64, that's a pretty big gap of about 6 years on an average.
Wow. And that gap seems to hold up across generations, right, Amanda?
Exactly. So here's how it breaks down. So the Gen Z hopes to retire around 61, but expects to retire closer to 69. The millennials say they'd like to retire at 63, but think it'll actually be 71. Gen X expects 70, even though they'd prefer 65. And the baby boomers, they'd like to call it a day around 67, but most say they'll be closer to 71 before they can actually retire.
So basically what you're saying is every generation's dream retirement age is about 6 to 8 years earlier than the reality.
Yes, and it actually highlights how much the financial landscape can actually shift. So longer lifespans, rising costs, and the uncertainty around Social Security and healthcare all play a cost here. But the key takeaway from this is if you are thinking about delaying retirement, you're in good company.
Yes, and it's not a sign of failure. It's a reflection of people being thoughtful, realistic, and proactive about their futures. But before we keep going with today's conversation, Amanda, can you please let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation to ask these questions with you and your team and about getting that strategy and staying on course toward their ideal retirement?
Certainly. Just give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. Scheduling consultation only takes a few minutes, and we're always happy to work around your schedule.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. So far we've covered who's delaying retirement, but now I think we should touch on why.
That's right. For some people, it's less about numbers and more about lifestyle or purpose. In fact, about a third of those who responded to that same F&G survey we referenced earlier said they're delaying retirement or even considering unretiring because they're worried about losing their sense of purpose.
That makes a lot of sense. And after decades of working, it can be hard to suddenly step away from the structure, the goals, and even the social connections that come with having a job.
That's correct. So another 42% said they simply enjoy the challenge and mental stimulation that work actually provides. And honestly, that's something I hear from clients all the time. People who find meaning in what they do and don't feel ready to give it up just quite yet.
I mean, I think that's a goal for everyone to find meaning and love what they do. So not everyone is delaying retirement because they have to. Some just genuinely want to keep working.
That's true. But the biggest reason is still financial. More than half of those delaying retirement or returning to work said they're worried about their financial situation. They don't feel like they've actually saved enough and want more flexibility, especially in a volatile economy.
And that's completely understandable. The last few years have reminded everyone how quickly things can change in markets, inflation, and even healthcare costs.
And for many, that uncertainty makes it worth working just a little bit longer. Every additional paycheck, every contribution, and every month of deferred withdrawals can help strengthen your overall financial position before you step into retirement.
Absolutely. Well, to kind of recap a bit, we've covered who's delaying retirement and why, but like most financial decisions, it's not all one-sided. So there are definitely some pros and cons that we got to think about here.
Correct. Delaying retirement or even returning to work after retiring can also provide some real benefits, but it's not the right move for everyone. The key is to understand both sides before you decide what's best for your situation.
All right, so let's start with the pros.
First, let's talk about delaying Social Security benefits. If you keep working and hold off on claiming, your benefit amount grows. The Social Security Administration increases your benefit by about 8% for each year you delay past your full retirement age. And that increase is permanent. So second, there's also more time to save. So every year you stay in the workforce is another year to contribute to your retirement accounts like your 401k, 403b, or IRA. In 2025, the contribute limits are $23,500 for a 401k, 403b, or 457b, and $7,000 for an IRA.
Well, and if you're over 50, you get those extra catch-up opportunities, right, Amanda?
Yes. So in 2025, workers age 50 and older can put in an extra $7,500 in a 401k or similar plan and an additional $1,000 into an IRA. And if you're between the ages of 60 and 63, you can contribute even more, up to $11,250 in a catch-up contribution for a 401k. That's a big advantage for folks trying to close the gap before retirement. And third, there's financial ability. So when you're living paycheck to paycheck or on a fixed income, your flexibility is limited. But by continuing to work, you maintain that regular paycheck, which gives you more options to handle surprise expenses or emergency funds without dipping into your savings actually too soon.
Well, those are some strong incentives to keep working a bit longer. But like you said, there's another side to it.
Right. So let's talk about a few other of the cons. So one is the physical and mental challenge. As we age, working full retirement can actually become a little bit more tougher. So especially in careers that are physically demanding, requiring long hours or involving travel. So another, it is difficult finding work later on in life. So if you're trying to change jobs or unretire, age discrimination can be a real barrier here. So according to a study by AARP that cited in the article, more than two-thirds of workers over 50 have either seen or expected or experienced age discrimination in the workforce.
Wow, that is a tough statistic, but definitely something people need to keep in mind when planning.
That's right. And then there are family needs. So a 2024 poll from the University of Michigan found that nearly about 8% of grandparents provide daily or near daily care for grandkids, and another 20% help out at least once a week. So if your family depends on you in that way, going back to work might limit your ability to actually help out. And finally, there's a personal side. So many retirees dream about traveling or pursuing hobbies in the early years of retirement. So when you're younger and healthier, and working longer can actually delay those plans. And in some cases, those opportunities might not come around again.
It really comes down to priorities, Amanda. What's most important to you right now and what you might be giving up or gaining by staying in the workforce a little longer.
Right. And there's no one size fits all here answer. The best approach is to look at your finances, your goals, and your lifestyle and make that decision that keeps you both comfortable and fulfilled.
Okay. So this brings up the big question. How does someone actually decide whether to delay retirement or not?
Well, that's actually the $1 million question, isn't it? So ultimately, whether you delay retirement or even rejoin the workforce depends on your financial situation, your health, and your interests. So there are plenty of reasons to keep working longer than you had once planned for, but one of the biggest is simply that people are living longer.
Well, that's a great point. Longevity really changes the math.
That's right. So if you look at a recent 2020 article report by the U.S. Census Bureau, shared in that article found that between 1960 and 2017, the life expectancy in the U.S. increased by nearly about 10 years, from roughly 69.7 to 79.7 years old. And that number is expected to actually keep rising. While living longer might actually mean that you need to work longer to sustain your income, or you might want to just to stay active and engaged.
Wow, 10 years difference. And it doesn't have to be an all or nothing decision. It's not just full-time work versus full-time retirement.
That's right. So many retirees find actually a happy middle ground. So maybe working a part-time job can provide a great way to stay involved with your community, explore new interests, or just keep a little extra income flowing. If you love golf, maybe become a course marshal. If you love animals, maybe work part-time at a pet store or volunteer at a shelter. Or if you prefer more flexibility, you might freelance, tutor, babysit, or even sell handmade crafts online. The key is to plan early and be intentional and to think about both your emotional needs and your financial goals.
Absolutely. And remember, if you choose to do part-time work, make sure to consult your boss so we don't end up like Amanda with showing up late to work.
That's true.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation today. Any final thoughts before we sign off until next time?
Well, if you have any questions about retiring and your financial strategy, please visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. And we'd love to help you protect your savings and feel confident about the road ahead.
Well, thank you for joining us today of another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.